Dink release. Jamie Lula, brother, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Kenneth Gartman, thank you for sharing with us that full rendition of I Release. We've been doing an abbreviated rendition during our virtual time together. And how fitting that that was written by Ricky Byers. And I just mentioned her. And Steve just asked me if we are talking about zeal today. And that was last month's power. So, Steve, either you weren't with us or you forgot about it, and you're going to need to come to the final 12 Powers workshop of the year on Saturday, December 18th to get some nuggets about it again. These powers are powerful, no pun intended. Today, we are not talking about zeal again. We are talking about release. Release. This is an important one. It's very important to me. The color of release, we know that there is a corresponding color to these powers if you have been with us at all this year. And if it's your first time here, there's a corresponding color to these powers. And the color that is associated with release is russet or brown. It's a brown kind of day today. But they call it russet. Now, I do find it very interesting. I don't know if this was an intentional association, but the physical location in the body of release is the lower abdominal area. And what is located there? The intestines, the bowels. And the color is russet. Now, here's the thing. We're always using all of our powers, always. Digging into these powers, this year of igniting our 12 powers, is about using them intentionally, using them as tools, not subconsciously, unconsciously. Think about release. We are always utilizing our power of release. We inhale, we exhale, release. Something we do automatically, and we're not even thinking about it. The bowels, the intestine, we're always releasing waste from our bodies. And what I find interesting, and I'll talk more about this in the workshop next month, but over time, over the last 100 plus years that people have been studying these powers, more like 150 years, actually. Oh my God, where did that thought go? It'll come back. As people were, I'm back. Some of these powers have evolved, the names of them have evolved. For instance, wisdom was originally known as judgment, our power of judgment. And the power of release was originally referred to as renunciation. And then it morphed into, evolved to elimination. And then it evolved to release. Because release is about letting go, obviously, it's about letting go of what is no longer serving us. And so often, we will hold on to something for dear life. We will hold on kicking and screaming when something no longer serves us. And if we're holding on to it, have you ever, make a fist, everybody. Play with me here. Make a fist and then try to pick something up with it. Can't do it. Because as long as we're holding on to something, we're not making room for something else. We're not making room for the new. And so we want to use the power of release intentionally. because when we're using it intentionally, it really is prayer. Release becomes authentic prayer. And that's what I'm talking about, authentic prayer, conscious communion with God. Not prayer where we're praying for the outcome, or we're praying to a God out there about how we, you know, how something should be. It's about trust. You can't really use your power of release without trust, which ties directly in with faith. I'm remembering a story, and I can't think of where I heard, it's not important where I heard of it. I think it was in my buddy Paul Hasselbeck's book about Power Up with the 12 Powers. Using this example of a friend who was moving and put her stuff, she had a lot of stuff. She put her stuff into 4 storage units because she was getting the deal, you know, we're like 30 days for free. And she thought, that'll be time enough to go through my stuff. 4 storage units. Whew, this relates all too well to me. 4 years later, she realized she had stuff worth $48,000, because once that 30-day free trial was over with the storage spaces, the monthly payment each month times 4 times 48 plus interest and late fees for other things, because she was paying for storage first, paying for stuff that she wasn't using. Okay, truth time. This is really an important power to me, because that is one of my ongoing little gremlins, little things. I've got stuff. You know, when Carlos spoke a couple of weeks ago, he was saying something along these lines, and I shared with him that it made me think of George Carlin. And George Carlin could say some very insightful things. And he would talk about how our houses are just places for our stuff, so that we can go out and buy more stuff. And this timeliness of discussing our power of release goes like this for me. Most of you know, as we come up upon the end of a year, getting ready for a new year, at the beginning of the year, what do we do? What is one of our unity rituals? The burning bowl, the letter to God, the burning bowl, the letting go. The letting go. Release is our power to let go, to remove, to discard, to dismiss, to liberate, to eliminate. So here's what I so would like for you to get today, is the realization on a more conscious level that we take this power for granted. Release makes room for the new. It's a stepping out on faith to make room for what we truly desire, or for our next good, to be open and receptive to our next good. So instead of waiting until that first Sunday of January to write down what you want to release in the new year, start now. And that will be a continuation. Start now, take small steps. And remember, it's physical. That's a great place to start, going through the physical and really releasing what no longer serves you. And also going into meditation and prayer about the mental, the spiritual. Has anybody ever hung on to a relationship that was clearly done for whatever reason, this is not about making yourself wrong. It's about awareness. Of course, you've done that. If you haven't, I want you to talk to me about teaching a workshop in the new year. Okay. I'm going to share another truth with you right now. This morning, I had an interesting experience. It's very rare that I would ever have what I would consider a panic attack. It wasn't a full-blown panic attack. I know that some of you have panic attacks. I know that because I knew. I called a friend. I used my lifeline to call a friend. And my friend reminded me that, of course, this would be happening this morning, because when we teach something, or when we're focusing on teaching something, something usually happens where we use the information, where we put it into action. And I was putting it in, I was putting release into action this morning when I surrendered to what was going on and reached out for help. And that's a big part of what release is. It is a surrender. It is a trust. It is a letting go. It is a prayer. You know, speaking of stuff, we all have stuff. There is, I think it's in Denmark. I want to say it's in Denmark. There's something that I want to say it's called a death clearing. And it's where people, as they get older, begin going through their stuff while they are still alive, going through their stuff and giving the important things to them away to others, so that they don't have, no one has to fight over it later after they're gone, especially if they don't have a will. But it's also getting rid of stuff so nobody has to go through it. And it's a very freeing, liberating thing. And I look it up. I think it's Denmark, death clearing. Look it up. And it's tied right in with the releasing of the stuff, which then makes room throughout. Let me see, I wrote something down here. Oh, well, I don't know where it is. But I came across a really great story the other day by an author that I just adore. Not just her writing, but I've seen her speak before. And some of you know of Elizabeth Gilbert. Eat, Pray, Love is what brought her so much notoriety. And this is a really beautiful story that for me has everything to do with release, with utilizing our power of release. And I decided I would call this Elizabeth Gilbert on the Crosstown Bus. Some years ago, I was stuck on a crosstown bus in New York City during rush hour. Traffic was barely moving. The bus was filled with cold, tired people who were deeply irritated with one another, pretty much with the world itself. Two men barked at each other about a shove that might or might not have been intentional. A pregnant woman got on, and nobody offered her a seat. Rage was in the air. There was no mercy to be found. But as the bus approached 7th Avenue, the driver got on the intercom. "Folks," he said, "I know you've had a rough day and you are frustrated. I can't do anything about the weather or the traffic, but here's what I can do. As each one of you gets off the bus, I will reach out my hand to you. As you walk by, drop your troubles into the palm of my hand, okay? Don't take your problems home to your families tonight. Just leave them with me. My route goes right by the Hudson River, and when I drive by there later, I will open the window and throw your troubles in the water. It was as if a spell had lifted. Everyone burst out laughing. Faces suddenly gleamed with surprise and delight. People who had been pretending for the past hour not to notice each other's existence were suddenly grinning at each other like, is this guy serious? Oh, he was serious. At the next stop, just as promised, the driver reached out his hand, palm up, and waited. One by one, all the exiting commuters placed their hand just above his and mimed the gesture of dropping something into his palm. Some people laughed as they did this. Some teared up, but everyone did it. The driver repeated the same lovely ritual at the next stop too, and the next, all the way to the river. We live in a hard world, my friends. Sometimes it is extra difficult to be a human being. Sometimes you have a bad day. Sometimes you have a bad day that lasts for several years. You struggle and fail. You lose jobs, money, friends, faith, love. You witness horrible events unfolding in the news, and you become fearful and withdrawn. There are times when everything seems cloaked in darkness. You long for the light, but you don't know where to find it. But what if you are the light? What if you are the very agent of illumination that a dark situation begs for? That's what this bus driver taught me. That anyone can be the light at any moment. This guy wasn't some big power player. He wasn't a spiritual leader. He wasn't some media savvy influencer. He was a bus driver, one of society's most invisible workers. But he possessed real power, and he used it beautifully for our benefit. When life feels especially grim, or when I feel particularly powerless in the face of the world's troubles, I think of this man and I ask myself, what can I do right now to be the light? Of course, I can't personally end all wars or solve global warming or transform vexing people into entirely different creatures. I definitely can't control traffic, but I do have some influence on everyone I brush up against, even if we never speak or learn each other's name. No matter who you are, or where you are, or how mundane or tough your situation may seem, I believe you can illuminate the world. In fact, I believe this is the only way the world will ever be illuminated. One bright act of grace at a time, all the way to the river. What can I do right now to be the light? We are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Close your hand, make a fist. And now open it. Just open it. Release what isn't serving you. Not that it matters, but you have my full permission. Give yourself full permission. What is no longer serving me that I need to release? What is no longer serving me? Let's meditate. Let's start by just getting comfortable and breathing in. And when you're ready, breathe out. Release, 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 release. Clench your fist again on the in-breath. And on the release, open your hands. Open your hands on that out-breath. You're making room. Breathe in, making a fist. What are you hanging on to? Now let it go on the exhale, release. Just get into that rhythm. The inflow, the outflow. We have covered 11 of our 12 powers so far this year. Beginning with our power of faith, breathe in the royal blue color of faith. And breathe it back out on the release. Just breathe out that blue color. And on your next in-breath, breathe in the vibrant spring green of strength. And release, breathing out that beautiful spring green of strength. Breathe in the vibrant yellow of your power of wisdom. And breathe out that very same vibrant yellow. We are giving, we are receiving, we are expanding, we are making room. On your next in-breath, breathe in the pink of love. And breathe out that beautiful pink that represents love. Breathe in the purple of power, the power of power in your throat. And through your throat, breathe out that beautiful purple of power. And moving your attention up to your third eye, breathe in the light blue mist of imagination. And breathe out that beautiful light blue. All the colors are swirling together. Next, breathe in the shimmering gold of understanding. Exhale the shimmering gold, filling the air like gold dust. Next, breathe in the silver of your power of will. And breathe out that same silver, mixing with all the other colors, swirling together, being together. And on your next inhale, breathe in orange of zeal, And breathe out that orange of zeal from the back of your neck, where that power is located in your physical body. And now finally, breathe in the russet color of release. And when you breathe in, hold it for just a second and slowly release the power of release, the color of russet. All of these powers, all of these beautiful colors are now activated within you, working together. As you breathe out, you release and let go. Breathe in all the colors. And breathe out, releasing, letting go, making room for your good in the silence. In the silence.
Close your eyes, hear the voice within calling. This heavy load got under your skin. All in, you got the white knuckles holding on a tight, keeping your feelings bottled up inside. Heading for a collision and denial. Collision in the night.